Test 4. Telc B2. Listening Comprehension Part 1. You will hear 5 news items. You will hear each item only once. Decide which headline, A to F, goes with which news item. Mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now you will have 45 seconds to read the headlines.
Good evening. This is John Deller with the 6 o'clock news.
Number 41.
10 top artists from both screen and stage were brought together to film a short version of an Alan Fortescue classic this last weekend. The remake is being made in honour of the great filmmaker who sadly passed away on the 1st of July. The celebrities involved were proud to have had the opportunity to pay tribute to the legend in this way. Fortescue's films span many genres, however, it is his musicals that are truly legendary. Unfortunately, filming was interrupted due to the on-and-off rain showers and the strong winds, causing problems with speakers, microphones, and recording equipment. Two dancers sprained their ankles on wet ground, further postponing filming. As with most of Fortescue's films, there is a happy ending to our story, and the video is set for release at the beginning of next month, in time for the annual film festival.
Number 42.
This year's Formula One is coming to a screaming close, and Britain, Holland, and France stand to collect the gold, silver and bronze in that order. It is Britain's 4th win in a row, and hopes are growing for the race team to take the lead in Barcelona next week. If that happens, Britain will hold the record for winning the most races in the most places around the globe. However, race organisers are starting to worry as weather conditions are not looking good. Ideal race conditions require dry roads and temperatures that do not cause the asphalt to melt. This past week has seen temperatures rocket, causing melting tracks, and heavy rain has led to many cases of flash floods, which are unusual for this time of year. Keep your fingers crossed. We hope to bring you good news at the end of next week.
Number 43.
Hundreds of homes have been lost and thousands of pounds worth of damage has been caused by Storm Taurus, the latest freak weather currently beating Britain's eastern cliffs. Driving rain and winds of up to 100 miles per hour have been racing through some of the most beautiful seaside towns. The Red Cross and a number of other local charities have been offering shelter to homeless residents and providing hot soup and sandwiches. Emergency services and the military are all on alert. This region has always been known for its unpredictable weather conditions, but in the last few years, the effects have been much more dramatic. Last year, the south coast was badly hit, and experts fear that an increase in such storms will greatly influence the shape of Britain's coastline as the sea gradually eats into the land.
Number 44.
Teachers are under pressure to come to an agreement on the future of education in the coming academic year. After last year's intensive experiences with online teaching, union leaders are being pushed to advise educators generally to shift more towards integrating online modules. This ongoing dispute is so controversial, involving so many groups of widely varying opinions, that it may well delay the normal school start. One of the reasons for this change in concept is to offer more flexibility under difficult circumstances, such as severe weather conditions. Teachers are trying to avoid constant changes in teaching patterns and feel it would be better if the government made a final agreement and stuck to it. We'll have updates on this following Friday's ballots.
Number 45.
And now to our final news item of the day. The health system is struggling under the weight of the high number of patients due to the new flu virus spreading across the country. In the last 24 hours, more than a dozen new cases have been confirmed, with an increasing number of patients in critical condition and fatalities on the rise. Fears are rising as more and more doctors are suffering under the strain and are needing treatment themselves. Changes in the weather conditions are also playing a role, as the rapid move from warm to cooler temperatures also has an impact on patients' immune systems and recovery times. With no promise of an improvement in the near future, doctors will have to keep going until either a more stable weather front appears or new medicines and treatments are found. And that was the news for this evening.
Now, you will have half a minute to check your answers. End of Listening Comprehension, Part 1.